In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memory of the holy grave martyr and healer Panteleimon, who is one of the most beloved saints of the Church. He was born in Nicomedia around the year 275, and he was given the name Panteleimon, which means in all things a lion. And he's still known by that name more often than not in the West. His father was an illustrious pagan physician, and his mother was a Christian who was also on the church calendar, Saint of Bulla. And she died when he was still a youth, and she had encouraged him to become a Christian. We became of age because his father obviously wouldn't have approved of him being baptized prior to that. But then she reposed, and his father had more influence, and so he didn't go forward with becoming a Christian, although he remained a virtuous young man and an exceptional student, so much so that he came to the attention of the emperor, who was determined to make him his personal physician after he completed his education. By the time that he approached the crisis point in his life where he became a Christian, it had been about 2 years since there was a mass slaughter of Christians in Nicomedia, around 20,000 Christians were killed. But there were some who had survived and were in hiding, and among them was a priest by the name of Hermolaos, who would observe Panteleimon as he came and went and began conversing with him about the Christian faith. One day, Panteleimon came across a boy who had been bitten by a poisonous snake and was dead. And the snake was still at his head, and there was nothing that the medicine that Panteleimon had studied could do about it. But remembering the things that Hermolaus had said to him about the power of God to heal, Panteleimon prayed and said that if God would raise this boy from the dead and kill the snake, he would be baptized, and his prayers were answered. The boy was raised from the dead, and the serpent was killed. He decided to become a Christian. He went forward with his promise to God, and he was baptized with the name Panteleimon, which means the All-Merciful. And he spent 7 days being instructed in the faith by Hermolaus. And when he returned to his home, his father asked where he'd been for the last 7 days. And St. Panteleimon's response was, "One nobleman of the palace, a friend of the emperor, was taken ill. For his sake, the emperor did not give my teacher leave to depart until his friend was completely well." And the sick man that he's referring to was his own soul, and the emperor he spoke of was Christ, who detained him for 7 days to learn about the faith. So he wasn't prepared to spill all the beans to his father, but he was making sort of a parable about what had happened. And then his teacher asked the same question, "Where you been for the last 7 days?" "My father purchased a great and valuable field, the care of which he put into my hand. For this cause, it was necessary for me to hand it over to men in order to cultivate it." And again, there was a parabolic meaning to this. The great field that was purchased was his soul by Christ's blood, and the men who cultivated the field were the mysteries of baptism, chrismation, and communion. A blind man came to St. Panteleimon and asked for healing, and he had spent a great deal of his fortune on doctors who were unable to heal him, including St. Panteleimon's instructor in medicine. St. Panteleimon's father advised him not to take the case. It was hopeless, and it could only result in his reputation being damaged. And so St. Panteleimon said to his father, "Take heed, father, to believe the truth by the evidence of thine own eyes." So in other words, pay attention, let's do some empirical observations here, Dad. And he made the sign of the cross over the man's blind eyes and called upon the saving name of Jesus Christ, and immediately his eyes were opened, and his father decided to become a Christian. He destroyed all the idols in the household. It was soon the case that all those who were in the city who needed a physician were coming to seek out Ponteleimon rather than the other doctors, which made all the other doctors in town very jealous because they weren't happy that all their business had been taken away. In the year 304, there was a new edict that was issued by Maximian the emperor requiring all Christians to offer sacrifice to idols or die. And St. Ponteleimon was denounced to the emperor by these physicians that were jealous of him. The emperor interrogated the blind man that had been healed by St. Ponteleimon and had him put to death because he was so concerned about the news of this miracle and the influence it was having on people. St. Ponteleimon was brought before the emperor, who challenged the emperor to allow him to prove his case by letting him heal a quadriplegic man whom pagan doctors were unable to heal, and also the pagan priests were given an opportunity to pray and offer sacrifices and all that to no avail. And then St. Ponteleimon prayed to God and said, "Demonstrate, O Master, to those here present who do not know thee, that thou alone art the true and almighty God. In the name of Christ, who restores the enfeebled, rise and walk about." And the quadriplegic man rose from his bed and walked. Many people converted on the spot. But others were advising the emperor to put a stop to it. "Don't let this man live another hour, because you're going to have the whole city become Christian if you allow this to continue." So the emperor actually had the man that was healed executed, and he gave St. Ponteleimon over to fierce torture. The Lord appeared to the saint the night before most of his ordeals and strengthened him. And among the things that they did to St. Ponteleimon, they suspended him from a tree, they scraped him with iron hooks, they burned him with fire and stretched him out on the rack, they threw him into a cauldron of boiling tar, they cast him into the sea with a stone around his neck, though all these tortures failed to actually kill him. At that time, the priest Hermolaus, Hermippus, and Hermocrates were brought before the emperor, and they were all slain. So their commemoration was yesterday, but they were also higher martyrs. By the order of the emperor, they brought the great martyr Ponteleimon to the circus to be devoured by the wild beast. But the animals came up to him, and they licked his feet. And the spectators began to shout, "Great is the God of the Christians," which this enraged the emperor Maximian even more, so he ordered his soldiers to stab him with the sword and to stab anyone who glorified Christ and cut off the head of the great martyr Ponteleimon. When the saint was beheaded, the olive tree to which the saint was tied was covered with fruit. Many who were present at the execution came to believe in Christ. One thing about St. Ponteleimon that I would point out is that here we have one of many examples in church history of a person who was a physician and a good physician, but he was also a healer. And there is a tendency among some heterodox to go to one extreme or the other, to not believe in any miracles, or to go to the opposite extreme and say, "We don't need no doctors, we just go to brother so-and-so and stand in faith and we'll be healed." Well, the scriptures tell us that God gives us doctors, and this is for our good. In the wisdom of Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus, chapter 28, beginning with verse 1, it says, "Honor the physician with the honor due him according to your need of him, for the Lord created him, for healing comes from the Most High, and he will receive a gift from the King. The skill of the physician lifts up his head, and the presence of great men he is admired. The Lord created medicines from the earth, and sensible men will not despise them." So we don't blow off doctors. As a matter of fact, we're the best of all possible worlds is when you get a doctor who's a good doctor, but also who has the faith to heal, because we often come to the point where medical science and the doctors can't go any further. And that's when we need to put our faith in Christ. Now, sometimes God chooses to work great miracles for his own purposes, and sometimes he allows us to suffer because he is like a physician that's applying medicine to us, and each one of us needs different kinds of medicine. We don't know, but we know that if we go to God in those cases, that he will heal us, certainly in soul and possibly in body. And I've seen many miracles since I've become Orthodox, and I know most of you have too. So we should be open to miracles, and we should certainly earnestly seek the prayers of saints like Saint Panteleimon when we are in need of healing. Amen.